qualifications for a bishop. Again, a bishop will be what? Huh? Episcopus, episcope, the one who has oversight over a number of people. Just like Moses. Moses also gave requirements for people who are going to be ministry gifts. You know, again, it's not what you choose by prayer. Of course, you prayerfully choose. But observe the word choose, right? Prayerfully choose. You know, like someone said, I want to marry. How do I prayerfully choose? So you already said it. You will choose. I can't tell you. You are going to choose whatever not to marry. Because you are marrying different things these days. I'm marrying wonderful, wonderful things. So you prayerfully, yeah, can I prayerfully choose? I think, read your question again. We choose. I can't really want to choose. Exactly. It's just like Moses. Peter also, when Judas, of course, fell away from the rock. Peter in Acts 1 now said, of course it is written, I've explained that already, because of this teaching, that it is written, habitation let no man take. What it means is that let nobody do what he has done again. But his office is bishopric. Another man will take. That means his oversight. And so, what were Peter's, requirement? He said the person must have what? Must have been with us from the beginning, say, from the baptism of John, till the day he was taken up. That's some strong requirement. What is this? From the baptism of John. At least when John Baptist was still around. And of course, he now later found two people, right? Matthias and who? And then Matthias emerged the one. Because before they now started casting lots, which doesn't mean dice, casting lots means to deliberate among themselves, among the 12. So after meeting the requirements, two people made the requirement, and then they now started deciding on the two people. Not prayer, there's already every believer ought to pray, every believer ought to what? To preach, every believer ought to what? Give. We now have all of that. We now start, there are now specific requirements. Now, it's also for every believer, but not every believer are doing it. We now look at those who are doing that, and they will now make their ministry gift. Can you now see, as well as that same vision? Then you have this very wrong African, traditional belief that people who are ministry gift, they must have had one vision somewhere. Someone must have called them supernaturally or something, And so, even if, or you must have white hair. It must be old. We have old people who are walking in the flesh, and we have young people who actually have met up with that requirement. Save that they are not husband of one wife. Hallelujah. So let's look at Paul's ministry requirement. First Timothy 3. So after having met up with this requirement, you can now say you are called, not on unnecessary uncalled for vision. First Timothy 3. Verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a what? A good work. That is, it's very good to desire it. Because desiring it means you will meet up with this requirement that I was mentioned. And so he says, he's desiring a good work. Because the fruit of spiritual growth is not that you are responsible for others. You are not growing until you are responsible for others. Until you also have someone you are marking in study group assignment. Until you also have someone you are following up. Until you also have someone you are teaching God's word. Until you have people that you are praying for. I mean, not prayer group, not church prayer focus. People that you want to pray for, like they are under you. Isn't it making sense? As a little church, you ought to be praying for your limit. You ought to pray for everybody under you. I'm not doing it. I don't know. You are not being a Facebook dick, you know. Alright, so Paul now has the requirements. That is, a bishop, verse 2, must be what? He had over 20 requirements. That's some serious thing. Because it's a serious work. The work of lives. Then he must be blameless. Hey! Blameless. That is, you find a character, like, that is strange, you know. Make sense? Must be blameless. Must be blameless. Also, he must of course, he must be blameless as a steward. He must be the husband of one wife, or the wife. wife of one husband, something like that. That means a one woman man, or a one man woman. Uh-huh. So again, you can be the other side. It's not only men that can be bishops. A woman can be a bishop. We explain all of that. Abi. Uh-huh. So it must be faithful in marriage. Must be blameless, he must be faithful in his marriage. Not the man that why he was in the music team. He has taken all the sisters out on date. It's like a calendar. He knows all the dates. He has been on all the dates. All the sisters know, they know his room. They know his house. Now be that one as the man of God, as the pastor. Ah, I also be like, Ekumo, Ebodun. Ekumo is maybe saying, you have to deal with him in church anyhow. He must be faithful in his marriage. What if he doesn't marry? Then his choice, right? Because the Paul that is writing this song, Paul himself was not married. Jesus was not married. And those are the two loudest commentators on ministry gifts. They were not married. I'm not married. It's something many can actually choose to do. It's not way and above everybody. It's not something strange. Don't let anybody push you into what you don't want. You don't want. Okay? So you must be faithful in marriage. Number three, you must be vigilant. Vigilant means you must be alert. You must not be a woman must be vigilant. Vigilant, must be discerning. Must also be, as he's vigilant, he must be sober. How about that? Those are like two extreme ends. As he's vigilant, he also must be sober. He's alert, and yet he is sober. Sober means he's gentle. He's not someone that you find just bouncing around and jumping all around. Hey! Hey, your name! Hey! Hey! The pastor must be sober. Huh? You find some people just talking here on Facebook. Pastor, do you know? Pastor must be sober. Sober. Have gentle moments. Must always be of good behavior. It's not the person that you find that if you hear fighting, it's your pastor. If you hear that someone bites someone in the ear, it's your pastor. You must be of good behavior. Must not be someone that is found. What about drinking alcohol? Does that sound like good behavior? Why are you asking? If it's a good behavior, why are you asking? I don't think you ask if it's good to preach. Right? Nobody asks if it's good to preach. Nobody asks if it's good to pray. Why are you suddenly asking me if it's good to smoke? Because somewhere you are at, you know that it's not good. I'm just saying it's good. I don't just say why are you asking? Chances are high that it's not good. Hallelujah. So he must be of good behavior. He must be serious minded. Also said he must be given to hospitality. He must be serious minded. He must be prudent. That's wise. He must be of good behavior. He must be orderly. Let's put it like that. He must be orderly. He must be someone that puts things in order. That means when he's meant to do this, he does it. When he's meant to do that, he does it. He does things orderly. Pastor must not be a person. Just do things as they come and as they go. No direction, scalar quantity. No. He must be orderly, he must be vigilant, he must be serious minded, he must also be respectable. The pastor must be respectable. A bishop. I mean, umafere is ipo. I don't know, so I said that means he will put himself in a position in which demands respect. Is that clear? Not someone who will just be flying all over, eating in every party. And you are the pastor. No, every party, every day. He's not going to carry cake. He's not going to carry rice. Pastor. You're bringing rice to you, sir. Those who know me very well, I don't eat in belly parties. I don't eat. As a very, very younger Christian, who was even responsible for it, I just knew that. I will take it to him. He must be calm. Anyone who is not calm cannot pastor. Why do you go? He's always there. He's there. Said, again, you know that these things are what every Christian ought to be. Right? But of course. So when you are now doing them, which is maturity, you are now a ministry gift. It also, it must be given to hospitality. Hospitality means it must be accommodating. And much more, it must be a giver. That's what it means.
He must accommodate and must be a giver. Anyone who does not give, I need money.
I'm giving my time. Of course, time is okay. You give your time, you give your energy, you give your resources, you give your talent, you give whatever you want to give, the skill. But much more than that, anyone who does not give actually is showing where his idol lies, actually. He's showing where his attention lies. Jesus said where a man's treasure is, there's art will be. If your treasure is in the ministry and the work of the Lord, then that's what we'll find you doing. Right? And that's what we'll find you giving to. Whatever you use your money for, is what your heart is. How many of you agree with me? Because man does not let money easily. It's just mankind. And so whenever I see people actually give to the work of ministry, I'm seeing their commitment. You can't be more committed than how you give. I'm saying that again. You can't be more committed than how you give to the work. Don't say, hey, it's because I don't have much. The issue I've told you many times is not that you don't have much. The issue is that you don't give. You are a stingy person. It's not that you don't have much. I've had to correct myself. Very early, this probably more than a decade. Right. So the issue is not that you don't have. The issue is not that you don't have much. Because I was giving my excuse, because I don't have much. No. The issue is that you don't give at all. So you work on it. Because you are not different from the person that is actually opposing the ministry. Eh? I mean someone that is opposing the ministry. If you don't give to the ministry, you are on the same side with that person. You can't claim allegiance and loyalty without your sacrifice, without your giving. And so a bishop, how do you know a bishop? It's someone who gives. Someone who gives to the work, and it's someone who is accommodating. Not someone who comes to his house, and he's only waiting for you, he's always showing you the door, he's fine. But when he comes to his house and he's wearing shoes, he says, how's it going out too? Can you stay alone? He's telling you that I want to lock the door. So if you stay alone, how will I now take key? Alright, but a bishop must be accommodating. Someone that actually can tolerate people. Some people cannot tolerate people. They want to stay alone. No, a pastor's house is open to everybody. Pastor's house is open to everybody. It must be. Hallelujah. Why are you suddenly quiet? Okay. It must be given to your spirit. It must be apt to teach. Apt to teach means it must be eager to teach. It must be able to teach also. Not just eager, because it can be eager and teach rubbish. It must be eager and be able. That is, it must have been taught. It must have the capacity to teach. Not someone who wants to teach walking in love. You are now already learning Idagasco, Idagache, is an allegory. Moses, the church in the wilderness. Pharaoh, the advent of Pharaoh's act. Walking in love, Laman, how did he get to the rope of his calling? Because people cannot just teach. They want to bring everything they know into one-hour sermon. God's provision is the El Shaddai. After that, we want to walk in love. You know the believer has actually been called out. He's the called out one. Ministry gifts, the apostle is I just mix five guys and Ogi. Ogi is pap. Don't mix five guys and pap. No, he must be able to teach. Hallelujah. Also, he said he must not be given to wine. That's control the appetite. He must be able to control his appetite. He must be someone that says, I can't do without. No, that's not a pastor. Yes, when we are fasting, Baba will be eating by the yam and the church is fasting, and you are a pastor. What should be like? You ought to be an example, so you must not have uncontrolled appetites. A pastor must be able to even hold himself without food. Let's take food for example. Pastor must not be someone that we have done it at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. in the morning. If you can't control how you eat, then it shows that there are many things you can't control. You can't control what and how you eat. It's an indication of the many, many things you can't control. You will not be able to control sexual appetite and sexual desires. So you must not be given to wine. You actually be a summary for you must have a controlled appetite for things and for activities. Okay? He said you must not be a striker. Actually, that means that he must not be violent before you start thinking of Rashford. It means he must not be Aubameyang. It means he must not be violent. The pastor must not be violent. Must not be someone that okay, call it own for go. Pastor. You want to call someone you are breaking bed to? Pastor, calm down. Pastor, what you love. You want to call someone you are having a moving knife. It's God that did not sleep, Pastor. You bring your knife to call it. Again, must not be violent. Must not be someone that slaps people. No. Can't be slapping people. As a matter of principle, I don't lay my hands on ladies. Anyhow. It's just a matter of principle. I learned that from pastors who have seen. I mean, pastors. Hallelujah. Pastors. A pastor must not be violent. He must know how to talk to people. Violence is not just in physical assault. It's also in words. Must know how to talk to people. Must know how to manage people. Don't be harsh. Be harsh to people. As much as you correct and rebuke, which can be very harsh realities. But as a pastor, you must know how to maintain the line. Also, you must know what? But you must do what? You must not be greedy. Greedy of money. You must not be greedy of money. That's the word. That's what we have as greedy of filthy, whatever. You must not be someone that is always looking out for money. He's covetous. You know? When the latest iPhone comes out, he wants to get it. You use your flock of God as your credit card. Huh? iPhone comes out. That's when you know that you want to teach taking care of the pastor. When the iPhone goes and you are taking care of the pastor. Next Sunday, you found one jean and one nice shirt and sneakers. You just want to change the overall. And they say, taking care of the ministry gift. You must not be covetous. A whole lot of your members will have money more than you. It's not costly. And you can have more than them. It's not costly. But the cocoa is, you must not what? Eh? You must not look at other people's things to maintain your life. You must not be covetous. You must not be greedy. Also, you must be patient. You must be patient. Not a brawler. Brawler is the person who fights. The one who is noisy. You see person who are noisy before? Pastor, man, don't play Bet Niger. I mean, the pastor is playing Bet Niger and they are fighting there. And it's the pastor's voice that, yeah, I'll give you the pastor. I say, that's my pastor. I love my pastor. Hey, swap! Pay me my money! It is a rebel! I mean, that's in the hole! Say, that's my pastor. One of God. No, you can't even do that. Hallelujah. You just quickly pass. You are even telling your friends. I don't know. Who are these people? Hallelujah. A pastor must not be noisy. You need to shout. No. Whenever you are preaching, you are just shouting. Calm down now. Every time you are preaching now. Togun, that salvation. Why are not the Lord of hosts? Anyone fighting? You are preaching walking in love, sir. Let your voice in me. So, you are safe! Must not be a brawler. I think if you see me shouting like that, you look at me, Abby. We are safe! Now, we are safe! We are safe! We are safe! Must not be noisy. Hallelujah. Must be moderate. Must be gentle. Look at that, he said. Must not be covetous. Verse 4. He must rule well his own house. He must be someone who has authority over his own house. Of course, house will be both his physical abode, his family, and himself, his body. He must have authority over himself. Must have his children's subjection, his subjection with all gravity. That is, his children must not be, that's saying, I'm a child of a pastor. That's why you are putting your hands in the offering basket. To buy you God, because you are a child of God, pastor. We that are not children of God, don't you? Say that. Verse 5. For if a man knows not to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Verse 6. He must not be a novice. Yeah, exactly. He must not be someone who is just learning. He's just learning the reality of Christianity. Forgiveness of sin, eternal salvation, the New Testament ministry. He's just learning of that. You are already making him a bishop. He must not be a novice. If he's a novice, he would hurt those who listen to him. He would hurt them. Because he will say things that he's not convinced about. He will say things that he's not even sure. And he will have a whole lot of corrections to do. Yeah. Must not be a novice. Again, a novice can be 54-year-old. Must not be a novice. It's not about age. He's talking about insight. Must not be someone who is just growing up. Also, that it will relate to age. Some people ask their age. No? They're 20 and you are 20. Pastor cannot be like that. You are 20. You must exercise in the wisdom of God and lay it on the foot of the Spirit, you know? Must not be acting like a teenager. Eh? Acting like the pastor is not going to Baba house to play PS2. And you have sheep, you have flock. Yeah? Anyway, you must not act age. Exactly. Must not be novice. It will bring the physical age also, in the natural age, actually. Yes. Oh. There are things that you not be able to handle. Make it, for example, imagine a man of probably 23, 22, 21, might not be able to handle some things. He doesn't even have a job. Probably he's still in school. No. And I'm telling him about unemployment. He's just looking at you. He doesn't know any unemployment. He has assignments. Hallelujah. And so let him not face his assignments first. Make it sense? But of course, there are some people in school who actually have insights into everything, so. But generally, you must not be a novice. I don't say the person must not know about everything in life. No. A novice to his work and things that are related to his job description. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let being lifted up with pride, he will fall into the condemnation of the devil. So he's saying, if he's a novice, no, someone that is just new, and they are saying, yes, sir. Pastor, sir. You now look at yourself. When you get to me, look at the mirror and say, I've arrived. So, imagine what is me, sir. And then you come to church next time. And they say, sir, my son, how are you? My son of the faith. My daughter of Zion, is well with you. Bow with me, all well, bow with me. You know, he's already lifted up to come down. you know, the pastor was not this. Because people will praise you. People will call you the best thing that has ever happened to their lives. But you are the one that will now know that. The same people that say you are the best thing that has happened to their lives, tomorrow can come and say, I don't even know why I went to that church. You must not be surprised. Pastor must not be a novice. Must be experienced. I didn't learn this from Moses, are you? Eh? You must be experienced. At Batiko, who are there? Also, number 7, moreover, you must have a good report of them that are without. That is, them that are not even in the church. No? Even unbelievers, his neighbors, or no? You must not be hearing that your pastor is not the one that is bringing people home. Ladies, different kind of ladies, bum short, bum long, no? Else bringing different kinds, diverse kinds of, a diocese of ladies, no? They are not in your church, but the report that we have of him will not be good, right? Uh-huh. So the pastor must be the one with a good report, whether from the church or outside the church. Is it clear? Must be respectable, must be someone who greets. Not say he is proud, you know? That would be a very wrong description. He must have a good report, whether in or without. Does it make sense? Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. The snare of the devil now mean what people now say about church. Okay. Then now mentions deacons also, which we will also translate to pastors, of course. Because for it to be a requirement for deacon, then much more is a requirement for pastor. Does it make sense? He must be grave. Grave means he must be serious. He must not be double tongued. We said that he must be loyal. Must be someone that is faithful with his words and in his actions. Must not be given to much wine. Must not be greedy. Can you see his emphasis on that greedy? The love of money is actually the root of evil. Paul was emphatic, both for the deacon, for the diaconos, and for the episcopate. Both of them must not be greedy. Not be greedy. Because the greediness will affect the work of the ministry. You must own the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Must hold the mystery of faith in the pure conscience. That means he respects the word of God and he lives the word. Verse 10, let us also be proved, let them use the office of the deacon, being found blameless. Even their wives, now. So now only the wives, but of both the bishop and the deacon. They must be what? Serious. Not be slim mama. Slim mommy Gio. Must be serious. that was serious. Must be serious. Must be serious minded. I didn't say everything is not funny. Come on, you. No, no. No. Grave is just serious minded. When it comes to things of God, he knows the things of God. Hallelujah. Must not be a slander. That would be in words. Someone who talks down on others. Someone who is unfaithful in his relationships. She must be sober and faithful in all things. Again, this is good for the husband. If the wife is the bishop, must be faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and wives as well. For if they have used the office of the deacon well, they purchase themselves a what? A good degree. The good degree is actually that they have been proven well, and great boldness in the faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alright, let's just look at all those other principles. We have self-control. You must be well taught so you can teach others. Look at 2 Timothy 2. So we're looking at the qualifications for the bishopric. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. Want to go? Commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So faithful men will not be which man? The man of 1 Timothy 3, are you? The one that has been tested, right? And proven. Alright. Verse 24. Come on, verse 24. Together, I want to go. The servant of the Lord must what? Must not strive, but be gentle to all men, be apt to teach, be patient, in meekness instructing those who oppose themselves. So he must be patient. He must be gentle. So, it therefore means that God's idea of ministry gifts in the local church are those who are examples. Examples in their doctrine, in their service, in their conduct. That would be God's idea of ministry gifts. It's not really just a prayer, because everybody wants to pray, everybody wants to know how to pray well. Well, we now start looking at your patience, start looking at your self-control, start looking at your gentleness, start looking at not being a brawler, not being covetous, right? You are now looking at a ministry gift. If you observe all this stuff that we mentioned, the requirement. Did you see miracle there? Was able to perform miracle? But that's the reason why some people open shop. Open church. Open shop. Because you're already performing miracle. You need one headache at Lhasa. And one stomachache at Isolo. Open church. Say God, deal and ministries. No. There's no one requirement that says you must be able to speak in tongues. You must be able to. Again, faithful men, not able men. Faithful men can learn those things. But able men, if they are not faithful, cannot learn faithfulness. You learn that. You get what I say? Faithful men, you can always teach them to teach. I can, not me, let me just put it general. You can undo someone who is faithful. Even though he doesn't learn anything, but faithful. And you will teach him to the extent that you will be able to teach others. But that one that I can teach and is not faithful will self-destruct. It will destroy the work. So, Paul's idea is that Timothy, the people you give the word of God to, the people you commit ministry to, will be what? Faithful people. Faithful people. Faithfulness over ability. Faithfulness over ability. Again, no one should be given the pastoral work until he can teach well and he meets all these requirements. Again, nobody should be doing pastoral work till he meets with those requirements, till he can teach also, and he can live his teaching. Like this, he can act on the word. He can act on the word. That means, he's not just teaching working in love, he's also working in love. He's not just teaching prayer, he's also praying. He's not just teaching the fruit of the Spirit, he's also demonstrating the same. He's not just teaching prophecy, he's also known for the things of the Spirit. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? The pastor must not just be a talker, he must be doing it, he must do what he says. Again, that will be the qualification. Look at Titus 1, Titus 1, 5. For this cause, let I thee entreat, that you should set in order things that are wanting. What are the things that you set in order? Ordain elders. Again, you understand the word elders now, right? So instead of Paul telling Titus and saying, ordain evangelists, ordain elders. In what? In every city as I wrote, as I pointed, look at verse 6. If any be blameless, husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riots or ruin. For the bishop was what? Be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed. must not be someone that insists on his own. Must not be self-willed. Not someone that says, whatever he says must come to pass. No. Must not be self-willed. He also must what? Must not be soon to angry. What have you said? What have you said? Bishop, you have flared up. Must not be soon to angry. Must not be given to wine. Must not be violent as the worst striker. Must not be given to love of money. Must be a lover of hospitality. A lover of good men. Must be sober. That's gentle. Must be just. Not being character. He must be just. He must be holy. How about that? Must be holy. He must be temperate. Must be temperate. And that says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been what? As he has been taught. That you may be able to be a sound doctrine to exhort and convince against him. So, he must be temperate. He must be just. He must not be self-willed. He must be well taught so that he can teach others. He must be blameless. What should a believer? So now, what should a believer aspire? The believer should just aspire to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Love the Lord. So the believer should just aspire to love the Lord. Be given to helping others. Help others. He must be given to stay where he is fed and where he is feeding others. If you look at the highlight of Paul's requirement. The highlight of Paul's requirement. If you are going to say it in one word, what word are you going to say? What has been considered so much? Must be faithful. You must be faithful. That alone goes a long way. Faithful men get the job done. Must not be searching for people. Man of God must not be searching for people. The believer should not be. John warned against that. He said, are you of one man among you? And he mentioned it in Daniel 2 verse or something. He said, he loves preeminence. He loves preeminence. He's always searching for when the person will not be around. So I can grab Mike. You know? The believer should just serve the Lord. Love the Lord, be faithful. Love the other believers. Not love for stage, but sincere labor, sincere service. Then people mature into this ministry gift. People mature into it. Those who force a force on themselves, they will last. No matter how genuine you are, how sincere you are when you started out, they will force yourself into it. You will last. Because the roots is not deep. Right? And so when the storm comes and it blows, that will always be. Jesus said, in this world you face tribulations and persecutions. Yet the bee and bush will become the world. But the man that forced ministry gift on himself, if the storm comes, he will stand it. Hallelujah. Why? He did not mature into it. He did not mature into it. So, conclusion, the church is the people of God, right? The people of God called into ministry, the entire church. Called of God, the entire church, full of men of God, full of ministers of God, the entire church. Again, same Father, who is the Lord, Ephesians 3:14, bow my knees to the Father. So we have one Father, and in our gathering we now exude the worship of that one Father. Hallelujah. We also see ministry gifts. Again, it's oversight. So anybody who doesn't have control, that is not your pastor. It's not your pastor. Your pastor. Stop greeting everybody. How's that? Thanks for all you do. What did you do for you? Everybody's thanks for you. Depends on you. It's a very crazy age. Focus on where you are being fed and where you are feeding others. But yeah, be faithful. Serve the Lord. Love the Lord. Mature. Take your time. Not left for stage. We will also explain the ministry gift that it will be better to explain them as activities, right? Pastoral, consent will not be accused. Persuasion. Right? So it's better explained in activities as verb as actions rather than nominal. We see that Paul did not have his own special class of initiative, right? Right? What he did was he just did justice to the word elders. Then the mind of God for his church is to preach, to reach the world. Even as we receive the ministry of God's benefit, as we receive the ministry of his gift to us, we have to now demonstrate that ministry that we see. The teaching, the persuasion, we now demonstrate it. The presence of the Spirit will demonstrate it to the world, right? Now use it to teach others. So that's why the ministry gift ought to reproduce other ministry gifts. Actually, that's the point. That's the point. Because it's an example to follow, then every other person ought to now take. Every other person now ought to now take his step, his path. That means, as I'm saying that he's teaching, I also want to teach. As I was saying, it's good when you desire it. I also want to teach like this. How do you desire to teach? Yes, you should. Desire to teach a congregation? You should. But that must not be where you are serving. Calm down. Serve the Lord. Love the Lord. What's my name in school of ministry? Cry not loud. Well, take your time. Serve the Lord, right? Love the Lord. Love his people. Love what they do. The stuff that you have cleaning toilets, not content into loving souls, right? The love you had for setting up the sound well, and you want everything to be perfect, it will transcend into loving the church of God. That's why we take it. Poko ha poko. Kata kata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.